Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Ramina's new underwire bra, 2,000 bits.
It's coming. Dan's surgery still. Dave, thanks. I'm busy. See you later.
Thanks, Sam.
Sam, Dave.
No, I was wondering the same thing, Bubba.
Let me. Danny, is it still all systems go?
Supposedly, yeah, for Wednesday.
Supposedly.
What are you supposedly? You're the doctor, man. What are you talking about?
Everything's
Dan,
go.
Is it scheduled?
Hold on.
It's
no,
all
Dan,
scheduled.
You know what the fuck you're going to do? You're going to get her on a last-minute technicality. You got a little blip in your leg.
Dan's been saying, I haven't had COVID yet, you know, on Tuesday. Yeah. Dan's going to get COVID.
COVID Wednesday.
Ramina, because she's a little bit nervous, her blood pressure is going to be like 1 point elevated. And Dan's like, nope, can't do it. You know, you're a 106 yeah. over 74, and I need you at 104. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get her on a technicality,
I haven't
Danny.
Seen her labs yet, so hopefully the labs are okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Dan.
He's going to use Lummy's blood.
Yeah. No, Dan, for real, it's scheduled for a Wednesday. Now, Wednesday of this week or next?
This
week.
Oh,
really?
So in 2 days.
So in 2 days?
Yeah.
29th?
No, now, have you talked about it?
A little bit.
Yeah, does she know?
Yeah, she knows.
Oh, okay, good.
How did you tell her?
She scheduled it.
Wow.
She was going to do it after the new year. I'm like, no. That means I have to take the kids to school? No, that's not happening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Uh-oh.
What?
What?
Does that mean Dan's going to be missing time?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? I see. Bubba's reading chat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I just read it, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, Dan.
This isn't a regular scheduled show. It doesn't count. According to your rules, Bubba, it doesn't count, but I'll put it on.
No, you're not doing me a fucking favor by putting it on, bitch.
Oh, I'm proud to display it. I'm proud to have it. I'm very excited to have it right now. And but according to your
right
rules,
Blitz,
I'm forgiven on this one.
Did I have?
And it'll still be the majority of the time of this hour.
The rule is that the belt holder only has to wear the belt during the morning show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Normal business.
And I mean, are you checking your trapper?
That's right from that.
Yeah. It's the rule.
All right.
Dan just slipped him a 20 and said, write this in chat. That's okay. Because Dan just texted me and said, whoever that was in chat, ban him.
Dan, you did. You pulled the nose up. You're right, buddy. It would have been the majority of the time. And indeed, it was. There was a rule where you didn't have to on an ancillary after show. So you did, Dan, indeed. Pull, you know, no. No buck, mm-hmm. No belt, you know.
Violation.
No belt violation. So, with regards to Ramina, has she, like, did she remind you this week? I don't know. Oh, Donnie, I just want you to know.
Well, she didn't want to come
Wednesday.
In. She's ready. She's
getting
ready.
New titties.
So she keeps changing her mind on size, but that's okay.
Well, hold on.
Oh, wow.
Sure, nobody say a word. I'm thinking, just because of how good I am, Dan, I'm thinking 350 to 375 filled to 400.
Well, they're not going to be overfilled because they're not saline. But
all right, so I'm thinking
she wants to crack four. I think.
Whoa,
Jesus. Danny, is that where you're stepping in? I'm like, I don't know about the 425s.
High profile.
Teardrop willies with a high profile. Like,
high profile is the ones that stick out a little bit more to get a little more volume.
Right. So what are you thinking now? Based on
I'm thinking like 415, maybe 450. I don't know.
Really?
What is she going back and forth?
Shit, without 400 horsepower.
What is she going back and forth numbers wise?
I like a moderate to a high profile. So it'd be like 350, 385 versus like 415, 450.
And you're leaning towards bigger?
Why not?
Yeah, I mean,
do you want a small penis or do you want a big penis?
Well, I mean.
Well, big penis.
Okay.
I mean, depends on who it's attached to.
Pretty much stopped us in our tracks. Right? I mean, we're all ready to argue with you and shit. You stopped us all in our fucking pain. I mean, like, yeah, you know, he's got one on that
Go
one.
Build you a new one, Joe. I want the brand new small one.
Now, what, you know, and.
So you want the 296.
What about the teardrop? Do you do the teardrop ones?
They don't do teardrops anymore, Bubba, because teardrops have to be textured to stay in place.
Oh.
And textured implants are dangerous.
But can you?
Why so?
Because the old Allergan textured implants and the old PIP and Polytech textured implants caused a condition called ALCL, anaplastic large cell lymphoma. It's treatable by taking out the implant in the capsule, but some people got very sick and a couple of people actually died from it. So they took them all off the market.
Now, was that? Do you think because the material is made with, or the actual surface of them?
The materials that they're all made with are all very similar. They think it's the actual three-dimensional.
You're so fucking smart. That's why I love you.
I love you. They think it's the three-dimensional structure of the actual texturing.
Okay.
Some people, there's different ways to texture it. One way was to put like soft silicone on it, and before it dried, they'd press it against something that had a texture.
Okay.
One way is with a salt blast. They actually like blow it like a sandblaster with salt.
Okay. Just to put a little texture on it.
To put the texture on it. That's the bad one, the one that was sandblasted with the salt.
Right.
The salt blasting.
And so now,
it's too aggressive of a texture and your body just got pissed off after a while.
So if a girl wants that teardrop look, do you just surgery it up? Is that what you do? Is you just build that way?
It depends on the implant now, because implants have different amounts of what they call form stability, how cohesive, how solid they are. And the most solid look the least like a teardrop, but they maintain the best upper pole fullness, but they have more of a ledge. The ones that are less form stable have more of a slope.
Oh yeah. Which ones are you? Which
I'm
ones
putting
are
guns on there? High profile, high cohesive. Guns
high
in
profile. High. Now is this? I mean, you've only been married once, so that this is the only wife you've ever put titties on.
Yeah.
Of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is your only wife.
Mm-hmm.
But you did put titties on your brother's wives.
Right.
And did you do Jimmy Cleavis's wife's titties?
Yes.
Oh. And you did Fabrizi's wife's titties.
Yeah. Did everybody's girlfriend's wives.
Couple let's bubbles. Not get into mine.
Few of them.
Let's not get into mine.
Couple D's, couple them.
So how'd everybody's Christmas go?
Great.
Let me. How was Walker's first Christmas?
Good. We hosted Christmas.
What do you get like a 2-month-old for Christmas?
Yeah, like I mean, like
cause
oh, you
it
know.
Was it was it was pretty much the grandparents
Razor.
Got like, little clothes, okay. Yeah, little clothes and toys. We just got them
because the little kid can't really do nothing yet, right?
No,
Like we told them to get stuff for like 6 to 9 months old for toys, and then we got them like maybe some clothes that are 9 months old. That's it.
Is he able to sit up now?
Yeah.
Is he like moving things with his hands?
Yeah.
What'd you get your wife?
We have a thing where we don't get anything for each other for Christmas because her birthday is the day after, so she had a birthday yesterday.
Man, I really feel sorry for kids that got birthdays in December.
My nephew is on the 20th, and that's close enough, man. That's
it's torture.
She's 26, and no one's here. And
so, by the way, for those talking about the Artie Lang podcast, it's up.
It's good.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
And go get it wherever you get your podcasting deal. Download it. Watch it. I mean, download it. But I didn't, I recorded it as well.
Right.
To play, in a month or two. I'm going, obviously Artie was interviewing me, so it's his podcast. It's not mine. But I recorded it as well, and my texture of my voice was perfect. So I don't know what.
It was via Zoom, right?
Yeah.
So it could have been something.
It zoomed me down. It kind of.
Yeah, it did.
But I will tell you, I've listened to some Artie podcasts of I heard his Adam Carolla one. I heard a couple others. And Jim is it Gaffigan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that I got more out of Artie and got...
Oh, way more. Norman, it's them talking for like 5 minutes straight.
Right.
Like you guys were going back and forth.
It's a pretty good one, and I think that it'll show Artie... I think it'll be one of his best ones that he's done as far as numbers-wise.
Right now, I think you are leading for like the newer ones that he's done.
Really?
Yeah, you're 11,000.
See, and so Blitz, his handlers, look at that kind of shit.
Of course.
And... Then, you know, when I need Artie on, you know, when it's just, that's kind of how the podcasting world, you know, works, kind of, hold it to speak.
Yes.
Dan, how was Christmas at the Diacos?
It was great.
Like, do you and your wife go crazy, you know, with regards to presents or no?
For the kids, not for each other.
No, for the kids.
Yeah. Danny got like a Nintendo Switch. He got a phone. They both got bikes.
Bikes?
Bikes.
Like motorized bikes or normal bikes?
No, like bicycles, like mountain bikes.
Oh,
they'd outgrown the other ones, and then they're all like dilapidated.
I think a Diaco would really drive anything with less than a motor on it. Like you know,
no,
they probably need exercise as well.
We can cycle as long as there's shocks on the bike.
Dan gives them exercise. He hooks them up to that fucking shocking unit.
Yeah, they got their 40 minutes.
I did. By the way, I did that Blitz. I went over. That's one of my procedures.
Okay.
Woo.
We did it on your arms.
Arms and my stomach.
Yeah, like how they feel.
What muscles?
Biceps, triceps, and abs.
Okay.
How'd it feel?
A Klim Gym ab workout will do more for you than that will.
Okay.
But it did really pump up my triceps and butt. Like, it was a better workout than the gym for buys and tries.
Really?
And the same as the gym, you know, on the abs. I do think, Dan, it's got a lot of shit to go through to get to my abs, and I think that might have have a little something to do with it.
We
you know what I'm saying?
To turn it up a little bit more too.
No, well, I mean, Dan, it was pretty fucking.
We got to what, 40? Like
45.
That's
I thought it was at Stark for a minute, like they were trying to fucking. I mean, but then your body.
They'll lock you up though, won't it?
But then your body kind of gets used to it.
Yeah. It's weird.
And
the first
couple
minutes.
I built a little resistance, and then like I think they started me at 30, and by the time I was done, I was at 45. Percent and you can you know but as like when you first put on 30 man you're like but then like after a minute or two you kind of get used to it and then Dan was right there to bump me up.
That's flaccid 90,000 bits.
I wanted to put you to 75 but
now Dan for real I know because it would be you know good for your home life and good for you to continue to be on the show. Have you reminded Romina that you know. One of the reasons why it might take a little heat off me if you put me over with her a little bit.
I call it the Bubba Boo job.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
So that's how it's been positioned to her.
Yeah, it's the Bubba Boo job.
What does she say? Oh, Donnie, do not call it that. I earned my titties from you.
She rolls her eyes and smiles.
Oh, Donnie, do not say that name. You're ruining the boob job. Oh, Donnie. So, you know. Am I, you know, one of the reasons why she's getting these titties?
Absolutely. I'd put it off another year or two.
She needs to be reminded of that.
She is.
All right.
I do remind her.
But she's like the ideal candidate, too, kind of. Like, a couple of kids, it's been a few years, like her age.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you this. I was kind of, Dan, hope you don't get mad at me, but I was kind of perping on Romina's Instagram a little bit. I was creeping around a little bit on the deal, looking at her and stuff. Man. I was looking at when you guys were in Ocean City and stuff. Mm-hmm. Man, she's got flat abs. Like, she's in shape.
Yeah, she's in good shape.
She's in great shape.
You were perving on her right when I was, too.
Yeah, I was perving on her.
Because I was those same ones the other day.
I was on Instagram, and you know, I was just, like, looking at our Instagram, and somehow I got into how I got into the Diaco rabbit hole.
How?
D-Bubba Light, 1,500 bits.
It's I hope I don't get any heat,
because
I got to make fun of something a little bit Diaco-wise. But it's not you, Danny. It's not you.
Okay.
It's Steven. Did you see the fucking matching pajamas?
Oh, my God. I saw that.
Somebody sent me a fucking link right now.
I'm so glad you said something.
I was like, I even said something on the comment section. I went, really, Mr. Wolf? Like, Danny, did you see it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, am I thinking the same thing that probably a lot of people are thinking, but I'm the only guy that can say it?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like, you know, Jeff Chiarigotti and Rob Elder and Jimmy Clevis and you and Jay.
I'm holding it up, by the way.
Send it to me.
I am.
And everybody that's, us brothers, you know, we love each other, right?
Right.
And
plus, you know.
Plus, I gotta say, they're not elves.
Well, it kind of hides jugs too, so I wasn't a fan.
Well,
yeah, it's a jug hider, it's a gut hider.
So I'm Krista.
They look like a big tablecloth.
By the way, Krista. Krista's really active on Instagram. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm perving Romina's. I'm up on the. I went and saw the wine and girlfriends, and I mean, I was.
Oh, Romina had wine.
Oh, fuck.
Really?
Was it
her birthday?
No, she has wine every day.
I know, but it's like one of her sister's birthday at least once a week.
Oh yeah,
always a birthday.
Romina loves her wine. So I'm perping on Romina's, right?
Yeah.
And I'm over to the Ocean City the summer pick.
I was doing the same thing.
And I'm like, fuck, man, Dan, that bitch, she's fucking.
I was, Bubba, I was thinking the same thing,
I'm
man.
Like, fuck, look at those abs on that bitch. Damn.
Yep.
And then somehow I get into the Krista Diaco Instagram, and this pulls up, and I was like, fuck no, Mr. Wolf, don't go out like that, bitch.
I was thinking the same thing.
You might as well just, like, next picture be in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God, hold on. I think I did comment on it, on the comments, and I think it might have not been.
I looked. I didn't see
everybody's was really nice, and I went, really, Mr. Wolf? I mean, you know, of course, Gail Guayardo, so cute.
Oh yeah, I see. You did comment on it.
Where did it say? Blitz, where is it? I got to find it at. Where?
WTF, the wolf.
Yeah, Danny, what the fuck, wolf? Right? Like, you're our wolf, right?
I don't get it. Why do people always say bad shit on my Instagram? And then you're the guy that does the same shit. Yeah.
But hold on. How many of us boys were thinking, what the fuck, Steven?
Oh, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, man.
First of all,
man.
How many in this building would take this picture?
Okay, Lummy is the only one.
No, Ashley doesn't like that kind of stuff.
The matching shit.
You guys have shit kind of close to that, though.
What about Jesus?
Dear.
He would do that.
He's
fucking
Matthew's girlfriend next year.
Jesus, if your girlfriend said, we have to take pictures for our Instagram in matching pajamas, would you be a pussy and do it?
Yeah.
Or would you be like your dad and say, fuck you?
It depends if what it was.
He
wouldn't be allowed to answer. He'd be like, yes, ma'am.
All right, however you would answer. But do you know, since you live with me, do you know how I would answer? Go ahead and imitate me.
Are you talking like right now or like a year ago?
It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
Is there a difference?
Bubba would have done it last year?
No, hold on.
Are you saying he's whipped now, Tyler? Oh, is that what you're saying?
Blitz, stop with your fucking
bullshit. I'm asking. He said there's a difference.
I have gotten a little softer.
Okay.
Tyler. But hold on, Tyler. You know, yes, I've gotten a little softer, but would I ever fucking participate in this?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, fuck. Hold on. Enough talking. You're stupid.
The real question is, would you take a picture? And the answer to that is definitely not.
But Tyler, you know what? I don't even allow pictures, very many pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Sometimes.
No, shoot the fucking track after you've won. That's about it, bitch. Right? Thanks. I don't need you to answer my own fucking questions. Dan, you wouldn't do this.
Zero chance. Zero.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Jay wouldn't do it.
Nope.
I wouldn't do it. Blitz wouldn't do it.
No.
Tyler would do it.
Absolutely.
Lummy would do it.
In fact, Tyler's going to buy some matching pajamas this weekend.
But hold on.
He doesn't already have them.
But hold on. But Danny, if somebody would have said, you think Steve will let Krista talk him in? I'd be like, fuck no. Wolf ain't roll. Steve didn't roll like that. Fuck no. Right?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I am surprised.
Come on, Wolf.
Come on. I agree.
I'm trying to find my reply. Come on,
Wolf. It is in there.
I'm like, what the fuck, Wolf? Did anybody?
Bella looks good, and everyone else looks like they're wearing burlap.
Well, no, hold on. I'll tell you who looks good as fuck. Bella and Krista.
I just said Bella look good, yeah.
And Krista.
Yeah, but it hides the jugs, man.
Hold on. Bella and Krista.
She's got some jugs, too.
Bella and Krista look good as fuck. Nick, I can't really fault you. You know, you're just going with the flow.
Right.
Steve, really, motherfucker? For the boys?
Should call him.
Yeah, I'm going to call that motherfucker up right now. You're like, Steve, What the f- I wonder if will this get me this is will this get me heat, you think?
Who cares?
Do I have your okay?
You got my okay.
All right. I'm telling him too. Hey, this is all Dan's idea.
Oh, great.
Hey, Dan's on the call.
Yeah. Dan's
Dan was peeping on your Instagram.
Hey, hold on. Nobody knows how to work like me. Watch how I get dizzy. Watch this. Watch me transfer this shit.
Hello?
Hey, it's Bubba. We're live.
Yo.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I've been trying to talk Dan out of it, but he's been, we opened the show up and he was like clowning you on your Instagram picture with your fucking pajamas. And I was like, well, let's just call really? Steve up.
Wow.
Yeah, Dan. I mean, Dan, okay. I can't believe, yeah, he was like, really, Mr. Wolf? What the fuck? Like, you know, come on, Steve.
Did you read the comments in your picture, Steven?
Yeah, did you see Bubba commenting or Dan?
Did you see Bubba commenting or Dan?
Here's what I say. I'm comfortable in my skin. I was with my family. It's Christmas. Everybody can suck it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck, Mr. Wolf?
you guys are too much, man. Too much.
I mean, Bella and Krista, that's straight money. They look great. Alex, I don't even know if Alex knows that it's alive. And
Alex?
The dog. Nick, he's just straight pimp. He'll do whatever you want. Bella looks great. Mr. Wolf, that's not how you roll, motherfucker, for being Mr. Wolf. Come on.
I did it. Guilty.
The part guilty. Is it was his idea.
Steven. Bubba brought this up a little
bit. No, Danny, you fucking pussy.
I said to call you, but he's the one that was really going on it.
He said, you don't have a hair in your ass if we don't call Steve up live. I'm like, man, Steven going to be happy about it.
It is super, super cheesy, but we do it every year. My wife buys them. I got to take the picture.
Wait, you did this last year?
Yeah.
Wait, there's a picture like this from last year?
Steve!
Now Dan's disgusted.
Steve, how many years have you been doing? How many years have you been doing the matching ensembles publicly?
Probably gotten four different pairs of pajamas over 8 years. We wear them over a couple of years.
Wow, Dan, this is a thing. I didn't even know this was a fucking thing.
Oh my God, sorry to mess with your tradition.
Yeah.
Rituals.
It's all right. It's all right. It was fun. We had a great Christmas. How was everybody's Christmas?
Oh, great. But listen, did Krista see my comment and is she mad?
Not at all. She loves it. She loves you. We can take a ribbon. It doesn't bother us. We got thick skin.
You guys should take matching swimsuit picture this summer.
We'll do that. Great idea.
Hey, Danny, when you come home, your fucking tires will be slit. I promise you.
I'm in trouble.
I was just fucking with you, buddy. You know that.
I love it.
The most heat's this. Now, please, I got to take a step back. I am the spokesperson for the Bubba Army. Your daughter is an adult, so I don't want you to get, like, mad at me, okay? Promise?
Yes.
All right, but, like, the Bubba Army is like, you know, because Bella, she's, you know, she's pretty hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Bubba Army really thinks that she's an attractive girl, and she's got
them jugs.
She's got nice breasts and the pajama and your wife has beautiful breasts as well, and you know the pajamas don't really you know pop the breasts much at all.
Yeah, it hides them, man. Yeah. What the hell?
Hey, you guys are so funny. My daughter's so beautiful on the inside too. She's a great person.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm sure she is, but man, she's hot as shit on the outside. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you. She's an angel.
She is. She's beautiful. Anyway, Steve, don't take that. I mean, Steve, I'm just, you know, we're just having fun here, okay? You know, whatever.
I don't take it personally.
All right.
He just wants to know what size cement shoes you wear, Bubba.
Dan's giving me the cutoff. We're in trouble. Are we in trouble, Danny, that we went too far with Bella?
I think we're okay.
All right. Listen, I can't help it. She's just fucking the guy. She's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. And you know what makes her more beautiful? I'm not trying to make this awkward, but what makes her more beautiful is the minute that she speaks. Because she's not just some hot bitch that didn't have a fucking brain. She's, you know, the minute she speaks, she's even hotter.
Yep.
Hey, you want to talk to Krista? She's right here.
No. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, ask her why she's
just got out of the shower. She's literally butt naked. Hang on.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey,
we
were talking about that.
We're live on the air, by the way.
Yeah, we're live on the air. That pajama ensemble. We were like, you know, what the fuck? Making Mr. Wolf roll like that. I mean, come on. I mean, why couldn't he be Santa Claus and you guys be little elves or something, putting him over a little bit?
Oh, man. Was that a bad thing? Did I make Mr. Wolf look bad?
Dan, is that, what's it called, emancipating when you make a guy, what's it called?
Emasculating.
You emasculated Mr. Wolf.
You cut his testicles off.
Oh, man.
So what I'm thinking is maybe you should say goodbye and maybe you should maybe take care of him a little bit. You know what he likes, you know.
Yeah.
That's a given. That's a given.
All right, perfect. We love you, Krista.
Well, thanks for.
But you gotta tell you gotta tell Steve. Hey, listen, the action that you're getting ready to get here in the next 10 minutes is because Bubba.
Why do you think she had to take a shower in the first place?
Exactly. This is round two.
That's true. Who the fuck showers at 3:44? The fuck, Krista?
Well, I just finished a nice 20-mile bike ride. It was beautiful outside.
Well, Steve said he's got about a 3-mile ride that you need to get on.
I'll get right on that.
All right, we love you. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Bye. I just got Steve some, you know, ass.
Yeah, he's gonna do the 100-meter sprint.
But you would probably acknowledge the fact that he and her just go straight at it the most out of all your brothers.
Probably, yeah.
Like,
well, they got all this free time laying around,
and,
you know.
But
if you're on a deserted island with just a chick, nothing to do, you guys have sex.
But it's also very admirable in the fact that they've been together so long and they're like still honeymooners. Like they just like to fuck all the time.
Yeah, it's
good.
Sweet.
That's how it should be.
It's sweet.
No, but that's cool though.
It is.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, right?
It's sweet.
I mean, they've been with them for. I mean, Steve. They've been together so long that Steve's dressing like her now. Fuck.
Oh, no. Sure, he's wearing her panties.
Yeah, fucking Anna. What's up with that bitch? Who approved this much time off?
You did.
Oh.
You said take as much time as you need.
What the fuck? Actually, I like it because I like her not sniveling the fuck around a little bit.
Right. Kind of sniveling.
I like our dynamic. I like this dynamic. I really do.
Yeah, she's not sniveling around.
Not over there with, you know, if I was Anna, this would be freaking me out.
Taking
this much time off and the boys and we and
Don Mikowski.
And yeah, like she may have Don Mikowski'd her shit. Uh oh. Blitz, I know you talk to her more than the most. And is she concerned about that at all? Have you planted that little fuck with her?
I haven't really talked to her much since she left.
Really?
I think if you had a morning show,
I don't even think that she cares.
Bubba, I think if
joking aside, she definitely cares. I mean,
I think if you're running the morning show every morning for the 2 weeks she was gone, she'd freak out more.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's no question. She wouldn't have gone.
Now, do you think that she listens and see how, you know, like I'm in a really good mood, the show's great, the fucking money's great?
I don't know.
Nobody's really made a big deal about her not being here.
And she has sent prep, you know, every day we've had a show.
Oh, she did.
She did.
Yeah. She's done her job. I love her. So, Anna, we like you. I mean, we're just.
And she wasn't asked to send prep either. She did it on her own.
We're just
so that was cool.
I mean, well, she better have, or I would have been fucked. I didn't even give myself enough time today to prep. I figured I'd just wing it like I never wong, and here I am 25 minutes from being done, and I don't even know what the fuck we've talked about. But I feel as
nothing
if
yet.
But I feel as if the show's been great.
I think so.
I think the show's been great. Yeah, that's right. She doesn't listen to our show. She's listening to Rogan for the third time, for the third time today. All right. So this is only going to be relevant with regards to the amount of distance that I traveled from people that are in this studio or from Tampa that will be able to understand where I describe I drove.
Oh, is this where we need to get you a hero shirt?
Yeah. Well. So I'm over it. I'm here. I forget what day it is, but I'm at the studio and I'm going to go to the gym. So I get on the moped to go over to the Klim gym and there's this Mexican guy and he's got a gas can and Blitz. He's right there at the stoplight. If you go down and make a right at the Brinks and then that stoplight,
okay.
Oh, was that O'Brien? I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, O'Brien anyway, and something.
Like right there,
yeah.
Where that new Hyatt house is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's right there,
mm-hmm.
And he's got a gas can. Well, I'm like, I make a left to go to the Klim gym. I get halfway, I turn around, I'm like, it's fucking, it's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve, like,
And you're feeling the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Oh. And so I'm like, you know, wherever this guy's parked at, it's, he went to the 7-Eleven and got 2 gallons of gas.
Okay.
That's where he came from. And he's now walking back to his vehicle. So I stop and I said, hey, let me give you a ride to your vehicle. He's like, oh, no, I'm being nice.
No vehicle. I'm going to burn a building down.
No vehicle. World of beer. Arson. They just fired him. And so I go, no. It's Christmas, man. Just get on the back and give me that gas can. I'll put it between my legs here, and we'll go get I'll drive you.
God.
I'll drive you to your vehicle. And he's like, I no habla inglés. And I'm like, well, where is your car? And he goes, no car, truck. I go, where's your truck? And he points over by the Klim Gym.
Okay.
So I go, oh, okay.
Like, that's right there.
So I drive down by the Klim Gym, make a left, like it's right by the Social Security office.
Yeah, we like circles around.
And he's like, no. And he's like insinuating that it's on the other side of the wall.
Oh, okay.
Which is 275.
Yeah, right there, no big deal.
All right, so I go, oh, God. Okay. So I then go back to the World of Beer. Now I'm going to make a left. Now, Blitz, mind you, I'm on my fucking moped.
Right.
Okay.
With some dude pressing his nuts
with a Mexican guy.
Does he have a hand on your shoulders? Is his hands wrapped around your waist?
Two hands on my shoulder because he's scared to death. Now,
how old was he?
You'll see here. So now you have to understand, this guy doesn't know me from shit. He just ran out of gas. He's a Mexican guy. He speaks no English.
Did you tell him you used to do the Super Mexican Olympics?
No, I didn't tell him any of that shit. And he's riding on the back of a fucking moped, and we're getting ready to make a left on Boyce. Like, that's the fucking highway.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So we're there. I make a left, and I go right or left with three. Is it to the airport, or is it towards Courtney Campbell? Right?
Okay.
And he goes, left.
Some people may have been known to do like 120 down this road, by the way.
Yeah. I've seen.
This is not a moped right. road.
No. This is 65.
Yeah.
So I get on there, and I he goes, no, truck. So he then starts porting back to Kennedy. Well, you know.
What?
Once you've committed to get on that road, Blitz, you cannot turn around unless you go down Highway 60 and go down where, Scarlet.
Bahama Breeze is
at. Yes. And you turn it.
Yeah.
So, because there's not even a fucking, like, there's not even a break in the median where the cops sit.
Right,
like,
right.
It's full fucking concrete. Yep. And he goes, oh, no. So he insinuates that his truck's down by St. Pete 275.
Oh,
now, mind
God.
You, there's a language barrier here. Okay? The guy can't fucking tell me shit. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So
you
now,
speak Indiana white trash, and he speaks Spanish.
So before this footage picks up, Blitz, I've already made a left at World of Beer. I've now I'm in the left lane driving by Bahama Breeze to make a U-turn.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So then I make a U-turn to Bahama Breeze. Now, mind you, I'm not on a fucking F-150. I'm not on anything that can... I'm on a fucking moped.
It has no business being on that road no matter what.
Right. It's illegal to be on this road.
Right.
Now, my moped with me will go about 45, 50. But this, it won't go... It's 37 is maxed out because he's a heavier Mexican guy.
Oh, my God. Shots are screaming.
So, in Blitz, it's getting hot as fuck. You can just feel the clutch. Like, it's fucking hot.
It's about to protest.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, fuck, what happens if my moped breaks down? So hold on. I'm going to have footage of this here, but okay. I'm giving you the backstory as to where everything that happened before I hit play here. So Blitz, I went out to Bahama Breeze. I fucking U-turned it.
Okay.
Now people are screaming by me too.
Yeah.
Meow, meow. Now I have to go up that on-ramp, to go head back towards.
Oh, you got to go uphill.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we go uphill, and he goes, it keeps pointing down there. So we then go, and I can see his truck, but it's northbound on 275, right where the airport splits. And there's no median. There's no grass way. Like on a moped, I can sometimes maneuver through some shit, right?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing. So I have to drive all the way down to Kennedy, and then you turn it at the fucking where Dick's Sporting Goods is.
Oh my
and head
God.
Back. So this is right here, Blitz. You can play this. This has been a 20-minute excursion. I then think, fuck, I got my cell phone in my pocket. I should be recording.
Now you'd be driving with one hand.
So beforehand, I was driving on a fucking major highway with two hands, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now I am with one fucking hand
right.
and a Mexican on my back on a major, a six-lane highway. No, maybe an 8 or 10 lane highway if you take them both directions, right? I mean, what is that, 5, 6 lanes?
Is this Christmas Eve?
Yes, Christmas Eve.
There's a ton of traffic Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. Right by the mall.
So here it is. Now, this is me approaching Kennedy after I've already gone to Bahama Breeze. Here we go. And you'll see him here in a minute. Let's look how slow I'm going.
Yeah.
Only me. Only I'm the only
and
motherfucker.
You're going slow, and that's you're at 100% throttle.
Yeah, I'm on the fast lane too.
Well, no, but hold on. Yeah, but I had to get in this lane because I would have never been able to cross. I had to stay in this lane blitz because I had to turn. So if I would have been far,
you're that guy going in the fucking slow in the fast lane.
So then I start thinking, man, if there's a big ass
fucking death upon.
I know. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this guy just passed me, and he's like, Steven "Fuck Bianco. You, buddy." But at this point, it's an act of survival, ladies and gentlemen, okay? I am left lane Willie, but I have to make, I cannot cross 3 lanes of traffic.
I mean, at this point, you push the guy off and just drive.
Look, everybody's fucking passing me on the right. And everybody, and Blitz, that guy short spaced me. He was mad as fuck.
Right.
And that's disheartening to have all these people zipping by you. You know, it's not fun for that.
Yeah, but hold on. They don't realize that I'm not really trying to be some degenerate that fucking lost everything.
You're a hero.
I'm trying to help a Mexican guy who ran out of gas, who I can't even imagine how he got to 7-Eleven. He had to scale down some walls and
thinking,
shit.
Where the hell was he walking to begin with?
Yeah.
Come on. He's done that before. He knows how to do it.
Hold on, Glitch. But you can see,
oh yeah,
37, 38,
and I'm it's now also, mind you, do you know how hard it is to drive a moped with one hand
and
a 200-pound man on your back? Like, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
Do you flip the camera around?
Oh yeah. When I make a U-turn, and then you can look when you see him, he looks so scared.
I bet.
I think this guy thinks he was going to get slaughtered. I really do. Think about him.
Dude, if he would have pushed you off that moped and took your moped, that would be the best thing ever.
I think he sized me up, though, and saw that, hold on here. Let me just fast forward it to whoever. All right, here we go. By the way, I blow the fucking light. I blow the light. Here we go. Ready? I think it's red, right? Now it's red.
Sometimes you're safer just to go.
Yeah, look, I said, fuck this. I'm going to go right in front of these guys. One hand, fake bricks.
Are they fake bricks? Is this painted on?
That's all they do is they paint them on. Yeah. You didn't know that, did you, Danny?
I did not, though. That was painted on there.
Oh, by the way, pothole, which will take a one-handed driver out. I'll tell you that right now.
A two-handed driver out.
Yeah, well, a fucking one-handed with a 200-pound Mexican. Now I'm going to introduce everybody here.
We're almost there, buddy.
Oh my God.
He's so fucking scared.
What the fuck did I get myself into?
Now, mind you, this guy does not speak any English.
We're almost there, buddy.
He looks so scared.
So then I see him again, and he just goes like this. Watch, hold on.
Almost there. It's Bubba.
Yes, my friend.
See.
He ran out of gas. He doesn't speak any English. He ran out of gas on the highway.
My butt is screaming.
Yeah, it is.
I'll explain it to you here in a minute. So we're now on 275 on a moped.
Blitz, which, by the way, you know how I was going to go across the sunshine sky with a moped?
Yeah.
Now I want to even more because I know I can do it.
Okay.
Oh. And have you as a chase vehicle.
All right. Let's do it. Crypto's back up, so I don't need to go there.
Now you can be there recreationally, not to kill yourself.
Right.
Look at my lane change, how slow it is. Oh, I guess I stayed in this lane.
We're on 275 on the
moped. Hey, these little hills, I guess, kills a moped.
It sure does.
Yeah.
To get his truck.
Is that a samurai? Sure are.
That's all I'm going. And it's not a 37. It's a screaming, mm-hmm. hard, torquey 37. Now, mind you, I'm driving with one hand as well.
I can see your truck.
See, he was at this part blitz where you're kind of in no man's land. Once you've committed to here, there's no way to get back.
Dude, when
over.
You took him over by the clumsy, he would have been off scaling that wall right
That's
there
what
just
he did.
Walking over.
That's what he did.
That's what he should have done to begin with.
That's what he did. But that wall's pretty high.
Wow. Trump's wall's high, too.
Say it, Lummy.
He's trained for that, hasn't he, Lummy?
Yes, he has. Yeah. He's training.
And you know what? I mean, my mom was like, "Bubba, were you scared that he was like gonna, you know, like steal your money or stab you?" And I'm like, "No, this motherfucker's gonna stab me over what? A moped? He's got a truck that's worth more than my moped, and I'm taking him to his truck."
Right.
I wouldn't pick up some stranger danger that wasn't taking me to a more valuable asset than what I'm on. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Blitz getting off this little one-handed sucks too.
I bet.
That little lip. By the way, I don't know if he stole it or something, but his truck used to be white and he hand spray painted it.
Oh, nice.
And his fuel gauge obviously isn't English, so he didn't know how it was getting low.
I gotta idle it down.
He must be so happy at this point.
Oh, he's got matching rims.
Yeah, F-250. Yeah, yeah.
He is probably pretty happy at this point. Hold on here. All right. Hold on now. We'll see. Make sure it starts. Yeah. What's your name?
Lázaro.
What's your name?
Lázaro.
Lázaro? Yeah. That's right. Lázaro.
Yeah.
Can I get you gas? Yeah. Is this diesel? Or
yeah, I was going to say it's a diesel.
All right. Make sure it starts. Look where he hand-painted
it. Oh, God.
It's awesome.
All right. So I got to explain to everybody what happened here. Blitz, I should have put a Bubba Army sticker on the back of it. I was driving by. But I did explain who I was. He doesn't know I am. The Clem Gym, which is kind of far from here.
Oh, you got
Lázaro
a gym?
Ran out of gas, and he was walking quite a ways from here. And Blitz, I don't know if... I picked him up. I said, "Where's your car at?" But I don't know what he's thinking right here.
I know.
At this point, he kind of looks like he's mad. He's going to
turn on
me.
He's thinking, this motherfucker better start because I'm not getting back on that stupid moped.
Exactly.
I'm actually going to look in his face and be like, is he getting ready to like stick me here or something? Looks
right.
Like he's a little bit mad.
Yeah,
Lázaro doesn't
in the
speak
back.
Very good English. So at this point, I'm like, he's taking all this shit in. I actually did in the back of my head think, you know what? I could be in a bad situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my gun with me or nothing.
Oh,
and we
man.
Went clear. We had to go to Highway 60. I don't know if he's thinking in his mind. El Gordo, El Sticko, El fucking Knifo.
He's looking at that moped will fit in the back of the truck.
He is.
Exactly.
He's like, yeah. Can you imagine if he would have pulled out a gun and said, get off the fucking moped, buddy? And I'd be like, what? He goes, get off the fucking moped and let it in the back. Or I'm going to fucking blow your fucking fat brains out right here on the side of the fucking road, buddy.
Start speaking perfect English.
He started speaking like perfect English. I just would have gassed it up and said, I'd take my chances on him fucking hitting me.
I can outrun a bullet.
Turn around on the causeway to come back here. And so I don't think he understands why I'm talking.
He has no idea.
Been on the actual interstate with a moped. Lázaro, you think it'll start? Just trying to get small talk at this point.
Not
so I don't
the first
get
time this has happened to this guy.
So then I ask him for money, but I was offering him money, but I think he think I was trying to shake him down for money. Watch.
He like an Uber?
Now I gotta somehow get back. Yeah, how the fuck am I gonna get back?
Right.
Let's hope it starts, Lázaro. So I don't get killed. By the way, I had this on. I'm gonna have this on our YouTube and probably Facebook today. I'll probably put it up today. The key. Yeah.
Key. He's got a screwdriver.
Yeah. You got the screwdriver? I'm here on two. I'm actually
Moped's hot as hell.
It puts in, it was screaming
I
off.
Bet.
There you go.
Hey, it's Christmas Eve, man.
Poor Lesro.
Lesro, you got money?
He's at this point.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you're shaking him down.
I know. Listen.
You got money?
And you know, the poor guy, you know what? Here's the thing. The poor guy was going to give me some. Like, he really was. Watch. You need money. He said, you need money?
Huh?
You need it for you.
Do you have any money?
Yeah.
Because you got to go to a gas station and put gas in it.
I mean, have it.
Do you need some money?
No.
Are you good?
Yeah,
all right.
Hey. So I was going to give him like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Because I had a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. I had like maybe 15, 20 bucks.
Right.
Sweet, Bob. That was a Christmas miracle.
Hold on now. It gets worse because I have to try to cross six lanes of traffic to get home.
Where do you need? Help you.
See, this is a real dude right here. He goes, whatever you need, I would help you. So, like, I almost said, well, I got some seaweed that needs cut in my pond. Yeah, you know, he'd be good as fuck at that. You know what I'm saying? He'd probably work all day.
Looks like he paints.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I need some white trim. Oh, you got white right there on your fucking...
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you need, help you.
But see, that's a real fucking dude right there. You know what? If I would have said, hey, I do need some help painting this, he would have fucking done it.
Of course.
That guy would have fucking done it right there. This is for real.
Yep.
You do this to some fucking heel jack white guy, he just fucking...
You got a truck? You want a red truck?
Play the music, Bubba. Play the belt music.
No, you can't give the belt to me.
I'm giving you the belt, Bubba.
Nice try.
You're a hero, bro.
No, I don't want it. Okay. Just fucking keep it. Keep the belt. Can't. I mean, you know, the champion doesn't tell Vince he's going to give Vince the belt. Vince determines what the belt's going to be. Thank you for the well wishes, though, Danny.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, hold on. So the guy thinks I'm asking him for money.
Hey, what do you need? Help you.
Hey, how much you think Colton would have charged him? Yeah, give me you know, you know, Colton would have said, man, you got a $10 bill and everybody?
They take me Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we got to get a Chick-fil-A before we go to your truck.
You got to keep the lemonade.
No, I don't need anything.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
You too, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
All right, see
nice
you later.
Nice to meet you.
My name's Bubba.
So I can explain, I mean, you know, if we're in the show business, right, Lummy?
Yeah, show business.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Bubba.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Okay.
I'm a radio guy.
Radio guy.
I'm on the radio.
A radio guy?
He goes, you play selections. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
he plays Bubba music.
He's on 92.5.
Yeah, he's on 92.5. He said, hold on, he goes. He said, you play selections. Listen.
Oh, you put a installation.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, buddy.
Now
I got to figure out how to get back.
Now, plus, I gotta get away. I gotta get a lay of the land here. Hold on.
You gotta find a cut through or something.
I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do this.
And this is gravel, and some of it's still wet. You can see tracks down there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I can't.
You're gonna get stuck down there.
I'm gonna get stuck, and I'm only gonna be able to drive with one hand.
That's such a weird area, too.
Oh, I know. It's like in no man's land.
I went to the airport. If I go to the airport.
And it's all blitz. It's all real heavy embankment like this. So you can't.
Oh, over there it is.
It's tough
sure.
to get up there.
Right.
It's designed to discourage vehicles like that
right.
and walking.
Yeah.
It's designed not to accommodate you.
Right. It's designed for you not to be able to go there.
There he goes.
But it looks pretty treacherous down there.
You're mostly better off backing up.
Hold on. I'm getting. Like I'm Fonzie and I'm fucking revving it up before I'm there. Here we go. Move my hand here in a second. Looks pretty treacherous. Now I'm trying to feel
off-roading.
How
I can't go this way. I might be able to go this way. Yeah, I can go this way. It's dry land.
So I was kind of looking blitz like where the Brian Bernhardts and those guys mowed and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'll follow the mowing deal.
If I got to get back to the Clem gym, I'm on my moped.
And then I'm thinking, the shit I get myself involved in. Like, how I roll around in life, I just get I'm always part of some shit. You
when you have, like, a state trooper pull you over at this point, what do you tell them?
I would say, hey, listen, buddy,
don't you know who I am?
Well,
I'm a love sponge. I'm a radio guy. I play selections.
I would have said the reason I play selections on the radio. But the reason why I'm in this area, sir, is I just dropped off this Hispanic gentleman who ran out of gas,
And I'm Did he happen to
have a white truck? Because we're trying to find a stolen white truck.
Oh, that was spray painted red?
Oh, well, is it red now,
yeah,
sir?
It's red, sir.
Oh, you helped him out?
Here, let me give
so you're an accessory.
Let me give you this video and you can run the tags, okay?
And it's hard to drive one-handed.
And by the way, this one little ravines and shit will get you. So now
I can get back to the airport.
I'm on the side of the hill.
I can get to the Klim Town.
Everyone driving by is like, who's this degenerate?
And by the way, I'm in a red sweatshirt. A red, you know.
Christmas
guy
time.
Ran out of gas. He was over by the Klim Gym with the gas.
See, Blitz, I'm already kind of trying to formulate my story in case I get I get caught.
And there was no way he was going to get...
By the way, everybody, thank you so much for the... I mean, big money today. Bubba Light, thank you.
Through all of this.
843...
I don't know if I'm going to get through it.
Bunch of gifted subs.
843, Bubba. Let me write this down. Scott Bingo.
Scott Bingo. I don't know. Now, Blitz, this loose gravel's a motherfucker for a moped one-handed.
Yeah.
This is taking me. I got to go to the airport. I got to go down here.
You can hear me kind of get stuck here. I had to kind of gas it up. Right here. It's struggling, man.
I wish I had a selfie stick. Here we go.
You've had like 30.
If I can make it to this cutoff here, I can go across.
Okay, so you did kind of backtrack then.
Yeah, I kind of had to backtrack.
Yeah, okay, that's your best bet.
I'm driving one-handed, too.
And this ravine right here about gets me. Right here.
Hey,
right?
You got to help a fella out, man. Guy was on foot.
Right here.
Shit.
But you see that ravine? That was a motherfucker right here. Washout Willie.
All right, if I can make it to this, if I can make it across this road.
And I got to tell you, crossing six lanes of traffic is treacherous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially on Christmas Eve at 4:30 in the afternoon.
And there's tons of traffic.
If I can make it across this road, I can get over. That's where I need to be, right there.
And that kind of takes you back to World of Beer.
This is going
to
be a motherfucker. Yeah. I got to wait till it's super, super clear.
What's this thing? I mean, I didn't want to fucking stall out. Next thing you know, I'm in the middle there. Mm-hmm. Fucking.
Oh, God.
At that point, you'd just probably run from it, wouldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Abandon, ditch it and run.
Right. So if you go in and just
abandon
fucking
ship.
Just run, right, Danny?
Yeah. Just abandon ship.
Like, and then some big truck smashes the fuck out of your moped right in front of your eyes.
Yeah. I might not make it now.
There you go.
I can make it with one hand.
And I'm driving with one hand, too. These people are like, what the fuck? There's this 300-pound guy in a red fucking sweatshirt.
Was like, was that Bubba Love Sweatshirt?
I guarantee you, FHP got a few fucking calls. But there's a fat guy on a moped going the wrong way.
Santa Claus.
On 275 with a fucking red.
911, what's your emergency?
This guy here's flashing his.
All right, just clearing the action.
What's going on here? I'm trying to adjust for my death. Blitz, but I'm figuring, you know what, if I get hit, at least I'll have it on fucking videotape. And, you know.
All right, right after this car,
maybe.
I can make it. Thought I could. Here we go.
And this one car's kind of closing on me a little bit. Right here, look, hold on. Right. Right there.
I see him.
He's coming.
Yeah.
He's coming. Try and get over.
Made it.
Yeah. And I'm just, I'm just so fucking crazy. All right. So there, then I guess it just shows me going back to the fucking Klim Gym. That's the shit that I got myself.
That was nice, Bubba. That's a nice Christmas, nice Christmas gesture.
Thank you.
You're a good guy.
Hero.
Lummy, we're going to end the program with. Do you notice anything at all?
The red sweater you're wearing?
Besides how good you look and your abs look good and your biceps look good?
This question is for this question's for Lummy only.
Okay.
Nobody else chime in. Lummy, is there anything that you notice?
By the way, he's looking around the entire room, just like looking all around.
That's fine.
I'm just letting you know.
Right. Is there anything that you noticed?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He's looking around his desk, looking up like at the tree.
The Reggie White pants are gone?
The Reggie White pants are gone.
Yes,
that's true. We're going to try to get them valued, or what are they called?
Authenticated.
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 Looking around at the bar.
Anything else, Lummy?
Maybe you should look up in the ceiling a little bit.
Well, anyway, Lummy.
TV above me?
To show you how fucking stupid you are. And slow. It's one thing to be slow, but you're stupid, too. This is your jacket that I have on.
Oh, shitballs. I forgot that here. I was going to say that looks fun like I have.
He actually, at the beginning of the show, remember, he's like, oh, you look good in that jacket.
Yeah, Lummy.
And I thought up the jacket a minute ago.
I know you did.
I know, but hold on. So, Lummy, I come over here whatever fucking day I'm over here at the studios doing my shit, and you are out doing your goat shit and your lawnmower shit. You're like, by the way, thank you for all of that. It looks great.
It took it
well,
off during that.
Well, I go to go home, and over by the new hay box is this badass 3X Bucks fucking pullover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, let me see if it fits. And it did.
Is that one of those, like, fleece ones?
No, it's like a nylon material kind of deal, but it's super fucking cool.
Right.
And so I knew it was Lummy's because Lummy had gotten probably hot while he was working on the motherfucking goats and left it there. So I went home and washed it. By the way, it smells beautiful when I give it back. I don't know if I'm giving it back to you.
I have a question.
I mean, it's almost finder's keepers on my property.
Right.
Is it not?
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah,
I have a question. Like, it fits you perfect. How is that long enough for your arms, Lummy?
Yeah, look, it fits me absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, it was almost tailored for me.
It's almost a little short, if anything.
It is. Lummy, is it fucking half-sleeve Willie for you?
Yeah, it comes up a little bit.
So, Lummy, you're so fucking stupid that I'm like, I'm going to wear this. And then today, the only person that was in on the deal was Blitz.
Yeah.
So before I started the show, I go, Blitz, I got Lummy's fucking jacket on.
You said, don't say a word. Don't hint at it. Anything. Nothing. So I haven't said anything.
And remember earlier today when I said I wished the chat could be in on the deal?
Yes.
I wanted chat to know.
And after that, Lummy said, hey, that's a nice jacket, Bubba.
Right. It looked like I have.
But I know, but hold on.
It's just like it.
When he said that, I'm like, oh, I'm busted.
I thought so,
busted.
Too. I wanted to be like, oh, he found out. Like, that was quick.
I'm like, oh, I'm so busted. I'm so fucking busted.
I know.
And then he just fucking sits over there, and I'm like, man, this guy is fucking stupid.
And I wanted to tell him, like, keep going to the same thing, like, come on, Lummy.
First of all, I'm you don't see me wear hardly any Bucks shit at all.
No, never.
Very rarely.
Never.
So, like, that would be like if Dan had, like,
it does look good on you, though. Like, I will say that.
If I had a Packer pullover, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, I left it at Dan's. Now, and we were similar in size, not that, you know, my 3X is going to drown Dan out, but let's say we're similar in size. And then I was over at Dan's this weekend, and then Dan comes on the show wearing a Green Bay Packer pullover. I'm like, Dan, what the fuck you got my pullover for?
Exactly. Right. First second you saw me.
Yeah, yeah. Within the first 1 second.
Yes.
We're like, Dan, give me that fucking pullover back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because I was able to put two and two together that I was over at Dan's. I knew I had that motherfucking pullover. Let me, I don't wear buck shit worth of shit.
And that's why he liked it.
I got a full blown.
I was excited. I got a full
blown. This is your fucking jacket.
Yeah, I was like,
you're so stupid that you don't even know when a coworker. And by the way, we're on camera. Yeah. We're on camera coworkers.
He's staring at you for 2 hours.
Oh, he mentioned it. He talked about the jacket.
I thought maybe you were coming around to the Bucks side.
Fuck the Bucks. I got to kind of wind talk here a little bit, Blitz, but I think you'll be able to follow along.
Okay.
Remember the guy I asked if you got an email just literally a few seconds ago?
Yes.
So that's the arena that we're talking about.
Okay. Gotcha.
That business.
Yep.
So I was signing on, to that place.
Okay.
And the, you know, suggested yippee-os.
Yeah.
There is this girl who had like, yeah, she's doing like butt blaster exercises. And I'm like, how? And I mean, you could see everything. And I'm like, how in the fuck?
I might need that link.
Well, actually, if I show something on my screen and I tell you super kayfabe, don't show it, then they can't. Then, you
no,
know, right?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here, let me show you. Okay. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
So do not, okay?
Okay.
Here it is. It was this girl right here, and you should have seen her a few minutes ago.
Huh. She click was on it. I want to see it.
All right, click on it.
Yeah.
But I don't have the audio up or nothing, okay?
That's fine.
All right, so it's going to give you like a that. Sorry, I mean.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, like, look, now look at. Look
not
back.
My type at all, but like, but holy look, shit.
But like, really? Like, really? Really, motherfuckers? No, like, really.
Dude,
really,
I can't believe that's okay.
Yeah, that like, really, motherfuckers. And then you see the correspondence that we have.
Gold. That's gaudy.
Like, we have.
Probably not English.
We've had correspondence with certain people, and they're like, oh, no, you can do this, you can do that. I can't give you a definitive VPO. And you're mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, yeah. You're not wrong.
I mean. And look at back here. Like, how is that not a fucking problem?
Ned's flaccid 9,000 bits.
Hey, did we got heat with the big Phil though?
No, not at all. I talked to him today.
Oh, because I
been super swamped with.
I miss him and I love him.
Yeah, I talked to him today.
Now, Blitz, what the fuck is this bitch doing?
The worm with her ass.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
That's
I mean,
actually, that's good.
What the fuck is she doing?
Blitz, don't play the video, but I'm gonna just listen to a little bit of the audio. Just can I chime in? Can I just listen to a second of it?
You can, yeah.
You can change everything except one thing, only one thing. I said, what is this one thing?
She yeah, there you go. That's what we're dealing with right here.
Wow.
Meanwhile,
I got a question. Are you in love?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like a 23-year-old Janessa.
Yeah, I mean that's your type all day right there.
If she was just bouncing on my dick, right?
Of course.
If she was doing that action right there on your D, that would be all right with me.
Mm-hmm.
Dit 666, 1,000 bits.
But remember when Janessa just did, she had yoga pants on and she was just doing Twister.
I know.
That's it. Like, that's it. Full Blitz, you know. I mean, right. We got a ton of heat for the fucking deal. Cancellation Willie. Fucking, you know, all kinds of shit. And for real?
And actually, that created a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, internal shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fuck yeah. That, yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me this, and so-and-so didn't say that, and I didn't know we were going to go live.
Right, and I didn't know that you had plans for her to do shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know, basically, it was where Manson quit.
No panties, no panties Thursday, 2,400 bits.
I mean, you know, right, Blitz? I mean, that was the final straw. Blitz was like, you know, I mean, not Blitz, but, you know, the Bubba Light 1500.
That's when I broke his chair, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, that's the night I broke his chair.
Broke whose chair?
I guess Manson's, because he was doing Twister, and I was twisting on it, and he said
oh,
I broke
whatever.
It.
Fuck him. I don't know who said it best, but I mean that Manson quitting saved my business.
Yeah,
it did. It brought a new dynamic,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, we picked up Florida Man Radio. Shane said, I'm not interested in the old guy, the old 4 minute bits, the how much you suck, how fucking fat you are, how you lost it all. I'm interested in funny, you know, shit. So anyway, hello everybody. December 28th, Tuesday. Today's our last show scheduled.
While he's not here, what's the over and under on Romina actually getting boobs tomorrow?
Oh, if he comes in today, that's my first question out of the hole.
So before he gets here, like, what do you think the chances? I mean, like,
I think no. Dr. Dan's moving onion maker 1,000 bits.
I don't know.
I think it's a no.
You think I should call Romina?
Ooh.
Oh, you ain't got her number?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Text it to me immediately. I mean, what better way than to get what better way to get her all lathered up, right?
I know.
Romina, Bubba, we're live. Dan's not here. All right, we just wanted to make sure that you're definitely getting your titties tomorrow.
What do you mean Dan's not here? He said he's been there all day.
Oh. And how much heat you think I might get for this?
A lot.
A lot.
That's why I want it to be known it was not my idea.
About as much heat as I got with Steven?
Probably more.
I didn't get any heat with Steven.
What I'm saying. You're going to get more if you call Marina.
Everyone was thinking. Hold on.
No. Like, Steve gets you, so he knows that you're just like...
I mean, he put you on with his naked wife.
I mean, but...
Yeah.
But Romina does not get me.
No.
Here you go. This is Romina. This might not be such a good idea.
Hello.
Is this Romina?
Oh, yes.
This is Bubba. We're live. How you doing?
Oh, hey.
She sounds so excited.
She sounds like she... Romina, do you really hate me deep down?
Hey, you can get excited. Dan's not here.
Yeah, Dan's not here right now. He's in surgery. But it's just me and you, Romina. Do you really hate me for real?
I do not, no.
That's so businesslike. Did it not sound so businesslike?
Yeah.
Now, Romina, are you supposed to be getting your, you know, your new titties tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
Like, we were going to...
So excited.
We were... Well, you don't sound very excited at all. Now, do you...
I am.
Do you know...
She's celebrating one of her sister's birthdays right now with some wine.
You got a bottle of wine going, Romina?
No, I'm not drinking today.
All right, so listen. Now, we're pulling, you know we're pulling for you. I know that you hate me, but I hope you know that I'm one of the ones that really pushed for this. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Bubba was creeping on your Instagram the other day, too.
Hey, Romina, I was looking at your Instagram. My God, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Boy, she hates me. Romina, I just want to apologize for Dan thinking that he has to be on the show every fucking minute. I don't require any of that, please.
It's all Lummy's fault.
So
it's all my fault.
Listen,
sorry.
Oh, it is.
We were just making sure. So listen, I just want to make sure, like, when Dan's supposed to come in later, but I'm gonna hold his feet to the fire. Like,
oh,
I've
really?
Been like, hey, don't forget Dan, Romina's boobs tomorrow. Like, you know how he'll try to get out of it in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I hope not.
Man, I thought she'd lighten up a little bit, but she hates me bad. Anyway, I apologize for all the disruption I caused you on a daily basis. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay means it does happen, right, Blitz? Did you hear it?
Of course it does.
You didn't hear her say, oh, no, Bubba, that shit doesn't happen. No, it happens.
I love you, Bubba.
It does happen. It does happen sometimes.
And it makes you mad as hell.
Thank you for apologizing.
Well, more importantly, I just want you to know that I did have a big part of you getting the boobs. I told Dan you can't be on the show anymore if you don't, you know, give your wife, you know, boobs, so to speak. Are you at an important
meeting?
Are you at an important meeting right now?
No, I'm with Danny. I'm with my son. We're just doing some shopping at GameStop.
My favorite of the Diaco kids. Make sure you tell him that. He's my favorite of the Diaco kids.
Who hates Bubba more, you or Danny?
Yeah, we're playing a new game. Who hates Bubba more, Romina or little Danny? Be honest.
Probably me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, at least Romina's honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Romina is deadly honest. Romina, okay, even though you hate me, I really, really was saying some great things about you a few days ago because I was looking at, my God, you have unbelievable flat stomach and you're like, you look so good. You really do. And those new boobs are just really going to make you pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah. Can't wait.
All right. Well, Romina, we were just making sure that you're still scheduled for tomorrow.
What does little Danny need at GameStop anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, little Danny's got so much money. What's he need at GameStop?
Well, he got a gift card for Christmas. So
okay. All right.
He wanted to come in and just
look around a little bit.
Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
see this place all these peasants shop at.
Anyway, I wanted to wish you good luck tomorrow. And
are you guys doing a show right now?
I'm doing a show, and Dan's supposed to come in after surgery, but I told him, I even texted him and said, Dan, don't worry about getting here. Get your shit done. Like, I tell him that a lot, Romina, but he doesn't listen.
That's a
shocker to Romina that Dan doesn't listen.
He loves being there.
I know. He loves being here too much that it's a problem, and you hate me for it. But anyway, I do, you know, I know you're going to continue to hate me, but I had a huge hand in you getting your new boobs for tomorrow, and I just wanted to say, you know, hello, and that you look great on Instagram, and you're very beautiful, and Dan.
What are the chances that Bubba gets to see those things?
No.
What? Huh? Oh, wow. What? I was just asking.
Romina, I did ask Dan yesterday if I could see him in a medical-type fashion, and he said he didn't. Like, he didn't just blurt out yes. He's like, I don't think that she'll probably go for that. Probably not.
Romina, say no.
She wants me to see him. I think Romina wants me to see him.
Really?
Hey, what did you think about Steve and Krista's matching pajama picture? Did you like that?
I did.
Okay. Do you wish Dan would do that?
You wish Dan in your family.
I wouldn't. Dan would never do it, but I wouldn't mind.
But you like, if you had Ferrari pajamas, he might do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen, I know you're busy picking out the new Fortnite, so please know that we are really pulling for you to get your new Knox tomorrow.
I think Romina's awesome. I saw her the other day. I was at her house.
Romina likes you.
Thank you for your support.
Romina likes Lummy. She likes Blitz. Good. She hates me. Because Dan never tells her, hey, Romina, I'm going to go see Blitz, or I'm going to... She hates Bubba, 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 Bubba.
Yep. And in fact, it's all about you.
And in fact, I think that, you know, sometimes it's not even me. He's just using me because he knows the guy got so much fucking heat that he can just put it off on me, you know. All right, Romina.
Yeah, you're definitely a priority for Dan, for sure.
I know. It's a problem.
Good luck tomorrow, Romina.
Hey, you want me to... Hey,
it can be. It's not always, but it can be.
I know. Yes. So why don't we exchange numbers? And when it's a problem, you let me know it's a problem. And then I'll just say, Dan, no, you can't fucking do it. Uh-uh. You got to stay at home.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to text you my number today.
You dropped your gift card. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
And
thank you for calling.
And good luck tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you for thinking of me.
All right, more importantly, I want you to know this call's mostly for me to apologize for Dan being so far up my ass. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy for me, and it's not healthy for your family. I know that. Bye, Romina. Take care.
Bye, Romina.
Okay. Bye.
Shit, that was so uncomfortable.
You know who I met? $100 cash.
You know who I met at Dan's house the other day? That I was like. Not like pleasantly surprised with, but I kind of like them more now that I met them. Dan's mom.
Oh, Arlene?
Yeah.
Oh, she's kind of like old lady pimp.
She's cool as hell, man.
She's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I've met her probably a half a dozen times, and she's kind of like so one of the boys.
Yeah, so Dan bought her a new cell phone for Christmas or like, you know, whatever, right around then. And so she couldn't get the GPS working. So she dressed up and drove all the way over to Dan's house to have him show her how to use the GPS. And Dan's getting like frustrated with it.
And she doesn't get like my mom's a little scared of driving. Not Arlene. That bitch will get in there and go right down the fucking highway. She didn't care.
Yeah.
Arlene don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she was cool as hell, man.
Yeah. You've met Daddy Joe a few times, haven't you?
I met him one time.
Oh, he's a fucking pimp.
Yeah.
He's a pimp. No wonder the kids turned out the way they did. Yeah. They just got swag running through their fucking
There's no
deal.
Question.
I can't call Danny's at surgery. I wonder if I could. Who can I call to fucking try to get some heat off me? Maybe Jay?
How's Jay up to? I mean, Jay's going to tell you what you want to hear, but yeah. not
talk to Romina.
No.
Yeah, Jay's
just gonna, I got you.
All Jay's going to do is just cover his ass, make sure Candle didn't hear any of the bullshit, and say,
Yeah, I'll talk to Candle. I'll let you know.
Oh, so Lummy, I feel like I've been Dr. Dan's little assistant lately because I got a fucking very dear friend that's got the precursor, like, that thinks that they got COVID.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting a lot of those.
And and then I got another friend of a friend who got bitten by a dog.
Ooh.
And, you know, got the emergency room stitch up. But now, you know, wants the Dan finite Willie. And I'm like,
that's a big deal.
And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I can't occupy all of Dan's time.
Yeah, but how long did it take him to put the stitches on me? Like 10 minutes?
Here's what's going
to
happen. Hold on. You're going to tell Dan, and Dan's going to say, I'll do it tomorrow and cancel Amina's fucking surgery because of your friend, Bubba.
No way am I going to. I'm going to tell him about my friend's dog bite on Thursday.
After it's already healed?
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry if that gets heat or not. I am not. In fact, the only thing that I'm going to tell Dan when I see him, supposedly he's coming in today, only thing I'm going to say is, motherfucker, you better make sure those tits go off with no fucking hitches tomorrow, buddy. I'm just telling you that right
now. You think
now.
He's going to give her fucking 475s, too?
I think he's going to pump her to 4. I think she's going to go 425, 450.
I think
I gotta
so, too.
Tell you,
he's going to put the biggest he can fit in
there. Well, he's going to, like, if I'm going to go, I mean, I'm not going to, there's not going to be any doubt that you got some titties. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is so, like, Instagram and pictures don't do her justice.
She looks so beautiful in person.
And she's so tiny, too.
And she's so tiny, and she's so sweet.
And like, she looks good in pictures, but, like, in person, she's stunning.
She looks, you know, she's attractive.
Yeah.
She's a fucking hot chick. But when you see her in real life, like, man, Instagram does not fucking, you know, it accentuates a little bit of your beauty. But, man, in real life, usually it's opposite.
Correct.
These bitches are filtering and doing all this bullshit. Not Romina. I think she's got reverse filtering.
Yeah, Instagram, she needs to learn how to use some filters.
Yeah.
Because in person, she's beautiful.
Fuck. She's gorgeous, and she's just absolutely the sweetest thing.
She is. She's so cool.
And I got Dan, who's, you know, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Newton, another, you know, when they got married, you know, it was, I'm a plastic surgeon.
Yep.
Got to go to some medical conferences here and there. Then, in the middle of their marriage, he decides to become a lawyer. So that requires an unbelievable amount of time. You have to go through law school.
Now, did he have two kids at that point?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he has to go through law school. So that is, a curveball. Now the fucking radio show.
Mm-hmm.
This is another.
And now he's healing COVID.
Yeah. And here's where Dan fucked up on the COVID deal. Is he should have, maybe it's not legal to charge like $99 for the fixer up special. But, you know, he's just, by the graces of his own heart, you know, treated 250 Bubba Army members for free.
Yeah.
Fucking Bubba Army should be pooling their money together. And you know what? It's not even Dan that does all the work. It's Jennifer. Poor Jennifer. Yeah. I mean, she's...
She's nonstop.
I love her. Have you seen how hot she is? Have you seen the girls that work at Diaco's Plastic Surgery? There's this new one.
I want to see the new one.
Oh, fuck. She's like 26.
Oh, kind of old.
27. Straight dark hair.
Mm.
Went to Plant High School. University of Florida. Just straight hot as fucking balls.
Mrs. Clem?
Well, there's going to be more time off next year, guys. Paid.
Woo!
Yay. Hey, Tyler even said yay.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Going to Lightning game tonight, huh?
Yes, I am.
Tell you're in a good mood. I heard you're full hot, though, on the deal.
On what deal?
On your girlfriend going on vacation without you. I heard you're full fuck. Today in the apartment, I could tell you're hot on the deal. Well, you were going through the days, and I could just tell you're full fucking hot on the deal.
Well, I mean.
Full hot.
I'm fine.
Oh, that's not too sad. That doesn't sound it.
Yeah, that's like.
You mean from like a week ago, or like is she going again?
She's going again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Her family's really, you know, holidaying it up. Lump, Tyner, do you think that maybe her family is getting tired of you fucking, like, hanging out, and so that's how they get her away from you?
I don't know.
Have you thought about that?
I have no idea.
No, but have you? Has that crossed your mind?
Yes.
For real. Like, if you're like, man, maybe Brenda doesn't like me anymore, and so her way of getting me away from her Ace is taking her out of town and not me going. That's fucking brilliant.
Now, where are they going?
They're going to Jacksonville for a day, and then down to their little, they got a, like a vacation, they got a rental, they own some
timeshare Willie or
no,
something?
No, like they own some homes in, is it?
Dunellen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the river.
Okay. Yeah, she's got like, they got one they rent out and then one that they keep
for
their.
You're not going to either of them?
No, he's fucking not.
Wait, did they ever invite you or talk to you about it?
Hey, he's NI, not invited.
Oh, man, you're an NI.
You're an NI. Tyler, you're a fucking NI.
Wow.
Tyler, did you try?
Which stands for what, Bleds?
Not invited.
Tyler, did you try to like get invited?
No. Oh, no, he didn't have to.
Did you ask Ace, like, hey, why didn't they let me go? Or what? I mean, no, that's the deal.
Has she said, I think my mom hates you?
No.
Danellan's only, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours away?
Are you worried about it, though, buddy? I would be.
No, I'm
They're not going to the river without you, man. What's going on?
And it's only an hour and a half away. You could drive there. And drive home.
You could be like, look, I'll meet you up there for the day.
Well, I think maybe they're like, we don't want, you know, we're tizzed out.
Right.
Isn't Danellan by Ocala?
NI.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes away.
I. What's that stand for, Lummy?
Not invited.
I'm gonna start calling you NI.
No more Jesus. NI.
Hi, this is NI. Stands for not invited. My girlfriend's mom putting a slider on me.
Yeah.
Damn. She's putting a Brady Bacon slider on you, kid. Woo, woo, woo.
That's not cool.
Man.
Tyler's full hot over
and you're,
this.
And not only you're full hot, but you're fucking in your head right now, isn't it, kid? Hey, why don't you, hey, listen, I know how you fix it.
What's that?
Come out with me.
Just show up.
No.
I date girls your age anyway, Tyler. Let's go.
Listen.
Todd Clark, 24,000 bits.
I'm the coolest parent out of all this whole group of parents. You got to admit that.
Yeah, you at first, Lummy. Yeah,
No. I'm talking about, like, if you take all of Tyler, take Tyler's mom and all of that family, and you take his girlfriend's family, and I'm the coolest fucking parent. I'm the coolest, by far.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you think, Tyler? Like, I mean, I'm the, you know.
Oh, yeah, like, easily.
Easily. But the next coolest is Jimmy, who is Aislinn's dad, and you're going to be with Jimmy tonight. And Jimmy's no nonsense. You know Jimmy don't fuck, like, you know. You know Jimmy. He'll tell you like it is. So you could take Jimmy aside as a man and say, Jimmy, let me tell you, do I got to heat with Brenda? Like, you know, do I got to heat with Brenda? And how do I fix it? And, you know, because you guys are taking Ace out of town all this time, and I'm an NI. And, you know, I mean, I never used to be an NI, and I've just recently become an NI, and I don't like being an NI. Who wants to be a goddamn NI?
No, I mean, nobody. Everyone wants to be invited.
That's right.
Everybody wants to be invited. Nobody wants to be an NI, which stands for not invited. Not invited.
Mm-hmm.
8-4-3-5-2-1-0 bits.
It's never cool to not get invited, right. NI. So you take Jimmy.
Even if you don't want to go, you still want to be invited.
Yeah, you still don't want to get an NI.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
You always want to be an I.
Yep.
So Tyler, you take Jimmy aside as a guy, and you say, hey, buddy, did I fuck up somewhere? Like, are me and Ace spending too much time? Mm-hmm. What's Brenda trying to tell me? Because I got, you know, like.
What if he says, you know what, Tyler, I wasn't going to say anything, but you asked. We're not fans of you anymore.
We're going to start rooting for Danny Martin.
Yeah.
What if you walked in and Brenda had a 24 shirt on for Danny Martin?
Your shirt's wadded up in the corner.
Wadded up. Dog shitting on it. Axel, their little French bulldog, he's just fucking ripping the shit out of the 14 fucking stupid-ass shirt.
Oh, God.
Hey, you want me to call Jimmy live? I called Romina live.
He just changed his chat name. Tyler Clem 724.
He just changed it to Tyler Clem -NI.
NI.
Hi, my name is Tyler Clem, formerly Jesus. Now I'm known as the NI.
Oh, God.
Always the non-invited. Hey, hold on. Bubba, no parking signs outside the gate. Did somebody just leave them? Did somebody just drop them off?
No, maybe. Tyler, go look.
Go look.
Oh, was Greg saying that?
Hey, no, hold on.
Yeah, it was Greg. That's weird because Rainbow Rick's the one working on him.
Yeah, but hold on. Did Tyler not say that that has crossed his mind?
It's Greg. All he's busy making a stromboli or something.
He was joking.
He doesn't even
know. Oh, okay. What the fuck? Greg, stromboli, you fuckface. Stromboli fucking fucker.
Yeah.
We need some big money today.
If it's from Greg, it's some dead guy that he found their shit and sent it.
By the way, I can't wait to get those signs up. Oh, I think Big Red's coming tonight to maybe start the shelf process.
I think so. Okay. He was at the store today when I talked to him.
And Tyler, you good?
I think so.
All right, so
he's crying.
That did cross your mind, right? Because I've been talking to some people shoot 200, and like that's what a potential issue could be. We're worried about is that Brenda's putting a slider on you. Brenda's putting a Kevin Thomas Jr. slider on you, kid.
I hope not.
You gonna ask Jimmy or not?
No, probably not.
Why? Why wouldn't you ask? Just say, Jimmy, do I got heat?
Yeah. Ask him.
Just all you got to do is say that. Jimmy, do I got heat?
He doesn't know what that means.
When's the last time you went on a vacation
Blitz,
with him?
We do
I've
have
never
our
been on a vacation
Blitz,
with her.
Blitz, oh. We do have our own language, do we not?
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah. You couldn't say, Jimmy, I got heat with... Does Brenda got heat with me?
I don't know if I want to go that route.
There's a couple girls I was talking to every now and then, and I'll like use Bubba Lingo. Not even meaning to, just do it because that's how I talk. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. All right, Tyler, listen, you do what you want to do, but I don't think that that's the case. I just think that they're just trying to do some family shit, you know?
Yeah, I think so,
you
too.
Ain't family.
Yeah.
So that means you and I probably need to start hanging out a little bit more during these next few days, don't you think?
Yeah, but you're busy, too. I invited you to go to a Lightning game, and you told me to pack sand.
He did too.
Oh, your dad's standing you up now.
He goes,
he doesn't want you going. He needs someone to pay for parking, Bubba. That's all it is. Because he knows you're not going to park at fucking Diaco's and walk over.
Hold on. So he goes, Dad. I go, what? And he goes, you want to go to the Lightning game? I go, when? And it wouldn't matter what fucking day he said. I was just trying to buy some time as to what I was going to say. And he goes, I don't know. Is it Friday?
Yeah, Friday night, New Year's Eve.
Friday night, New Year's. I'm like, fuck no, pack sand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the hero just pulled up.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's outside.
You know how fast he fucking drove in here?
Fuck. I wonder if he's heard.
We're being hung up and text him.
I wonder if he's gotten a full-blown fucking report.
I don't know.
Hey, Tyler, you want me to ask Jimmy? Like dad to dad? I can ask like dad to dad.
No, but I mean, I don't know. There's somebody else that'll probably know.
Who?
Ace herself.
Yeah, they're not going to
tell
her.
They're not going to tell her they don't like you anymore.
They're not going to tell you that. They're not going to say, hey, we hate your boyfriend. He's a fucking piece of shit. You guys have been spending too much time together.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to say that.
Maybe.
Oh, the hero's here.
All right, Tyler, see you later.
He's 19 monsters deep.
Let's see if he's gotten a full-blown report.
I don't know. He looks pretty disheveled right now.
He does?
Yeah.
He looks what?
Disheveled.
He looks disheveled.
Disheveled.
He looks disheveled. Danny, do you look disheveled?
Dan, did you get a full-blown report on the deal?
What deal?
What deal?
Shh, everybody be quiet. Everybody, we got to ease Dan into it.
Oh, my God. What's now?
Oh, shit.
It's either really, really move his light. Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, Dr. Day, your light's on the keyboard.
Sorry, I meant to lummy that, not you, Bubba.
Dan looks, I think Dan lights looks pretty good.
It does now, yeah. It was just in front of the camera. It's fine now.
It was blocking the camera.
Dan, you haven't heard?
No. I treated had this five great, people for COVID today.
Lummy had this great idea. Wait till you hear it.
Well, first of all,
love you,
COVID's running rampant, and I have a VIP. Listen, Dan, I'm not even going to mention any names, but I had a very, very dear friend of mine call me today, and it's like, listen, I think I tested positive for COVID, and you know, Dr. Dan, I'm like, whoop, stop. Go get your mycoclonal antibodies immediately. Do not even, your next phone call to me will be, I got my mycoclonal antibodies, then I will proceed with Dan. But that's what I told him. Is that what I'm supposed to say, Danny?
That's good advice.
I said, after you've got your mycoclonals.
Monoclonals.
I know, you know how I say it.
Yeah, I know.
After you've got your mycoclonals, then we can talk. And it would be best if you got them right the fuck now. Like, there's no excuses on who the fuck you think you are.
Yep.
Go get them now. Like, right the fuck now. Call the hospital or go online and get them now. Because the longer you go without them, the more pissed Dan's going to be and the less likely he is.
Well, the better off you are anyway. The sooner you can get them, the better you are.
But the first question out of Dan's mouth is going to be, did you get your antibodies?
Yep.
We can start after you can answer yes to that question.
Exactly.
All right. So
especially people I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, well, this guy you know, but I'm not even going to fucking hand you off until he gets his Michelinonials.
Yeah, okay. This is a good dude.
Yeah. This is certainly one. This is the inner circle. But yeah, okay. This is inner circle shit, Dan, but I'm still not even handing it off till he reports back to me that got his Anticlinonials.
Okay, good.
Now, the other thing is, you didn't get a call from anybody?
I got a call from Stevie in Orlando. He's sick, and his dad's sick.
Oh, you mean our program director?
Our program director.
No. I'm talking about
he's in Maryland, so I'm trying to take care of that through Maryland.
All right, well, that's great. Stevie, we're going to get you a handle. Now, did you get any call from anybody related to you in the last hour?
I don't think so. It's just Jay asking what I'm doing.
Okay, but that's it? Just Jay
just
asking?
Just Jay, nobody else?
Hold on, just Jay and only asking what you're doing?
Yep, that's it.
You positive?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I open up the show with a call to Romina.
Oh.
Dan, she hates me.
Does she?
She fucking hates. She's so stiff.
She said that she hated Bubba more than little Danny hates Bubba.
Really?
I go, who hates me more?
Because they were at GameStop shopping with little Danny.
The bad thing about Romina is she doesn't even know how to work. She's just so deadly honest that sometimes it cuts right to the bone. Like, she doesn't even know how to work. Like, she won't even tell me what I want to hear. She just comes straight as the fucking no-nonsense crushing Russian that she is. Mm-hmm. So I go, Romina, who hates me more, you or little Danny? And she hesitated, and she goes, me. But we were.
Did she tell you why?
Bubba
knows why.
I know why.
Why?
Well, I mean, because I take you from your family a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
She was upset about something else.
Oh,
now
concerning
what?
Me?
Well, just concerning, like, her.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, boy.
What? Hold on.
Now what?
Hold on. What the fuck? And so the entire phone call, I'm telling her that I'm pulling for her on the tits for tomorrow because knowing you, you're come up with some bullshit excuse as to why she can't get them, but I'm pulling for her. And she's like, I think I'm going to get them. And then I told her, man, I got to tell you, I was creeping on your Instagram and you are fucking beautiful, Romina. Like, my God. Now just putting her over on how beautiful she was and everything. So what the fuck? Was there heat that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
That's why she kept saying thank you for calling, Bubba.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I opened up the whole conversation with, I just want to apologize. Oh. See, I don't even know the latest issue,
yeah,
so.
What the hell?
Dan, can you tell me?
Well, I didn't think you'd call her before I got here, but we had a big fight last night.
Oh.
About me.
Well, you weren't, it wasn't about you, it was about her, and it was like a throwdown to the point where I almost canceled the surgery.
So that means
she thinks... Dana, hold on, Dana, I didn't even know this.
No.
And so here I am right out of the fucking...
Oh, no.
I'm right out, first thing I'm like, behind your back, we had an over-under as to whether Romina was going to get the titties tomorrow, right? Because everybody's pulling. Like, Dan's going to come up with some kind of Dan shit so that she doesn't get them. Poor little thing. So so I'm like, let's call her. Everybody in the entire building's like, no, 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 no. I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to put her over like $1 million. Like, you know, you're the best. You're Instagram. You're hot. You're getting your titties tomorrow. I didn't even know about the fucking fight last night.
Yeah.
No.
So, Danny, oh, fuck. Danny, now, for real, do you think that the show is getting in the way? I mean,
nope, it has nothing to do with the show. It has nothing to do with the show getting in the way.
What happened?
Oh, no.
She was mad because she had been trying to get in for facials and stuff like that in the last 2 weeks, and I have a lot of people out, and I have someone sick with COVID.
And she found out I went in there fucking VIP last week, full facial.
Yeah, she goes, oh, you got time for booba, but not for me?
Oh, no.
I said, fuck yes, I do.
Oh, no.
We didn't even know that.
Oh, no.
I would have changed my approach tremendously by not even fucking calling.
Yeah. But you know what? She probably thought that I told you, and that she probably thought you were trying to just, you know, make sure she was a cool.
That's what she thought.
Hold on, but she was cold as ice.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Dan's like, no shit.
I
Bitch threw something at me last
to
night.
The point, hold on.
What?
Whoa. She threw something at you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She did?
Yeah.
Did she hit you?
Yeah.
Good. I mean, that's too bad.
Where'd she hit you at?
Back of the shoulder. Danny. Because I was walking away.
Danny.
Oh, what?
Wait till you hear. She was cold as fucking ice, like ice running through her veins, like trying to compose her shit.
Well, you know. She's either going to get a breast dog tomorrow or go talk to a lawyer. I don't know. Holy shit.
Hey, thank God Gina Conflict's out, right?
Oh, man.
For real? Yeah. How about this, Danny?
She threw the Cheerio back at me. Someone says she threw the Cheerio out.
And it just, like, what? The Cheerio. Be like, are you going to hurt me with that one? No, bitch, you just fucking...
It's 50%
less nutrition for you now.
You got me in the eye.
So hold on, Danny. Here's what she's going to do, Danny. She's going to get her titties, then go to the lawyer.
I know. I know. Next week.
Danny, it's fine. Is there anything I can do? Do I need to call the wolf in on this deal?
No. Just let go. It'll be fine.
Blitz, do you hear how fast he said no? Yeah. Meaning Steve doesn't know about the fight. He doesn't need to know about the fight. And if I ask him to get involved.
And he's on vacation.
But Dan, Romina said that she'd like for you guys to dress up in matching PJs.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. I said, hey, did you see Steve's matching PJs? And she's like, oh, it was cute. And I go, she goes, but Donnie would never do it. And I go, I bet you if they're Ferrari PJs, he might. She's like, maybe. Oh, she's not fucking. Hold on, Dan. How does she even know about my? Are the girls at work talking about who's coming in and who's not?
No, Bubba, you were.
Oh,
yesterday
she listened.
She listened.
Yeah, you say it on the radio.
Well, that's the problem, Dan. She watches the show.
I told her to stop.
That's gonna make her watch more.
Danny, the more you tell her to stop, the more she's riveted. She's probably watching right now.
I know,
Romina. I am so fucking sorry. I am so sorry. And I have told him to stop trying to do so much radio and spend more time with the family.
It has nothing to do with the time on the radio. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with it. She's been trying for 3 weeks to get in, and she got canceled. And then we had short staff, and it's a holiday.
Romina
doesn't need that shit, man. She's beautiful.
Danny, you want to really
hear about it?
You
want
to really freak her out?
I'm gonna come down with COVID tonight.
No. You're gonna tell her this. Tell her this. Hey, listen, Romina. I know you hate him. But Bubba is as handy with the Morpheus and the Botox as anybody. I've given him
Oh, my God.
You can get all this, but Bubba's going to be the fucking esthetician. I'm the one that'll do it to her. I'm just fucking with you, Dan.
That's a great idea.
I'm not really qualified
to
do it.
No, how do you do it?
They have a show about that. It's called Botched.
We'll go four deep, 20.
God. That's what you started me out on. I actually blitzed when we went four millimeters or 4 centimeters.
Millimeters.
So it's the deepest setting that this Morpheus machine goes to is a 4, and 20 is one of the higher settings of the electricity it shoots through you.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan starts out with a fucking 420 on me, and I'm not talking about 420 the cool stuff. I'm talking about 420, and I go
stiff stuff.
I go stop, Dan, now, and he keeps. I go stop, Dan. You've got to back this fucking off a notch, buddy. He's like, okay, I will.
So we went to 3 and 15 or something like that, and it worked.
Oh, Dan, I did not know about the fight, and now it all makes. Here, this is one. This is
That's
one
Bubba's before
this
and
is,
after.
This is Bubba's plastic surgery right here. That looks like Danny's lip last night when Arita hit him in the fucking head. The goddamn coffee mug.
You know what's crazy is I had that happen to me once. That patient like that.
You did?
One time over the last 23 years, I injected a lady and
her lips
blew up with some kind of reaction. Yeah, it went away after a day or two. But oh my God, it was unbelievable. And it was just like an allergic reaction.
Sure. I mean, it is a toxin, isn't it? I mean,
no, it wasn't Botox.
Oh,
it was filler.
Oh, okay.
It was hyaluronic acid, which you would think you wouldn't be allergic to since you have
Danny,
it in your body.
Right.
But there's other stuff in there.
Danny, what are you doing for New Year's?
I'm hanging out with you.
You want to get real heat? Let's do a Twitch show.
Yeah, I thought we were going up to Ocala Saturday.
I need to.
Okay.
I mean,
I thought we were doing that Saturday afternoon.
I
already pre-planned that one.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear back from you, but I can certainly lock it in. Like it's not a big deal.
Okay.
I'd planned on going up there, so you might
do
as
like
just
YouTube
meet,
live
meet
or something
me up
like
there.
Okay.
Dan wants to run some equipment.
Oh,
that'd
nice.
Be cool.
So I'm going to put him on the grader
and shoot a little bit back there too.
And shoot.
I want to do that too one day. Take Tyler up there and go shooting.
He wants to do some shooting, which you can shoot at my place, and he wants to do some fucking grading and some shit. So
nice.
But anyway, Ramin, I know you're watching, and Yes, Dan will be with me on Saturday at my track.
843-3000
She's going to be a Terry Schiavo for a couple days.
But hold on. You have to know that I didn't invite you to the track Saturday knowing that you guys had this big fucking fight and there's all this heat.
Yeah, it shouldn't
matter.
I
invited you.
I think if she gets, you know, onto the table, then we're good.
What you should do, you stupid fuck, is if you realize that if you slap the titties on her tomorrow, then there's nothing bad about it at all that could happen. You followed through on your word. You know you don't do bad tit jobs, and you're certainly not going to do a bad tit job on your beautiful wife. So it's going to be perfect.
She throws one more thing at him. He's going to put one right in the fucking middle of her chest.
Yeah. And then right on her cheek.
Coming with
700,
the
17. Fucking 700 coming cc up, right in the middle.
Coming here with a 17 blade to the side tits. Not good, is it, Danny?
Nope.
If you was to stab a girl in the breast implants, would it?
Pop them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like in the emergency room where a girl got shanked and her titty got it?
You know, not seen that specific event. But, you know, I actually popped an implant once when I was doing saline just by making a little incision by the nipple to lipo. Mm. And I just stuck the little knife in to do it. I was trying to be, you know, parallel to the skin and right. super superficial. And, you know, 30 seconds later, the breast just starts, you know, shrinking. I'm like, oh, God, I must have popped the implant. And so I went back in. It had a little nick in it.
And you had to go and redo it? Yeah. I mean, you had to put a new one on her?
Yeah, just put a new one in.
All the new ones now are like cohesive.
Cohesive
right?
silicone, yeah. So
now, Danny, let me ask you a question. Has a girl ever been shot and the implant, you know, lessened the blow?
Saved a life. No, it's happened before several times where women have gotten shot and the implant traps the bullet.
Right.
Because, you know, silicone's even thicker.
Think about at least the amount of inertia it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of that energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if it hits a rib after the implant, it's not going to pierce the rib.
Right.
You know, it'll just bounce off it and bruise it.
Get tits and say, like, they should make all female cops get a set of tits.
Right. Put a little Kevlar on the backside.
Could you? Yes. You could put a Kevlar lining in them?
I could put a Kevlar lining on a chest wall.
Oh, man.
Be unreal. Built-in bulletproof vest.
Can you with titties?
With titties.
Listen, ma'am, we see that you're in law enforcement, and we have this other. We only offer this for law enforcement, but you know, you can Kevlar your titties up.